The Music Again. Paraphrase from James Oliver Curwood's The Honor of the Big Snows. In an hour of fateful darkness, ensnared by murky swirlings of Lord Chaos and a black shamancraft. Yea, having arrived at an inner and eminently providential crossroads of the soul, our hero hath at long last returned home to his forest world of river and mountains. Honor unto black spruce and aspen ancestors. O honor unto the brothers Kuskokwim, And the blood in him sang to the wild spirit of the wilderness. And from above him the stars looked down like a billion tiny fires, kindled by loving hands to light his way. And his own campfires in the black gloom painted him pictures as they had never painted them before. O trees, O rocks, and the enigmatically twisted shrub, comforting him more and more amidst all of that vast and trackless solitude, Yes, giving to him the presence of life in their movement, in the coming and going of their shadow forms, everywhere they were the same old friends, unvarying and changeless. He who had in youth so heartfully loved this world of mountains and forest, he worshipped it now. O brotherhood of river and mountain, O sisterly ministrations of valley and lake, an earth mother, a sun father, an earth family, yea, an ecological kinship, and a profound sense of ecological bonding, O ecological belonging. Mounting up soaringly, toweringly, symphonically, and in an earth benediction, the great silence bells of the solitudes ring out their melodious wilderness, all's well. Amen and Indian Hat Pond, Midwinter, February 2013.